Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Tzadi Dalid. Tzadi Dalid, as we get into the main discussion, one of the big discussions in Shas of Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, as we'll see, Be'ed Hashem, in a couple of minutes. So let's start with Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis. We are up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Ochlin Pachos Mikashir. If someone carries out, again, we're in issues of Hotza'a. This parak of Hamatznia is issues of Hotza'a, but general rules of Hotza'a that apply to other Melachas as well. The eighth parak and the ninth parak, a little bit towards the second half, that was about specific hotzahs relating to different shiurim of different items. This parak, now the tenth parak, the eleventh parak, it's all about issues of hotzah that relate to other malachas as well. And then the twelfth parak, by the Shem, parak habona, daf kuf beis, we'll get into many other malachos as well. Again, but all of Masechta Shabbos is very, very lamaisa and very important mesechta. Okay, hamotzi ochlin pachos bikashir, if somebody carries out food less than the shir, they'd be chayev for on Shabbos. So the halacha is bikli, and they carried it out in a vessel, pater af al hakli. They're pater for the kli also, shahakli tfeila lo, because the kli is tafel, the kli is secondary, and if you're pater for the ikker, you are pater for the tafel. That is a din in the Mishnah. The Rambam Ravid have a machlokas about this din when they quote this halacha in Hilcha Shabbos in the end of the 18th parak. The Rambam quotes our Mishnah as is. Hamotzi pachos bikashir, afal pisha hotzio bikli pater, shakli tfelolo, ve'ein kavanaso lahotza'as hakli, elo lahotza'as basha besocho. The kavan is not to take out the kli, but just take out what's in it. V'hari ein bo kashir. And there's no shear in it. So if that's the Iker Kavana, so then we're going to be putter on the Kli as well. The Ravid adds, though, he says, look in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Amar Avraham Yerushalmi Mefaresh Kahalein Tutim, Shehein Srichim Lekalim. Specifically, when are you putter? We're talking about where the item needs the Kli. The Ravid is, in other words, saying that if the item, if the content would not really need the kli, let's say you're carrying out two bananas in a basket. The bananas don't really need the basket. You could put the bananas in your hands. They're not tiny little fruit like strawberries, but they're bigger. So according to the Ravid, then you would be chayiv for the kli, because the kli is not batel to what's in it if it doesn't need it. But the Magen Mishnah says, after quoting the Ravid, Veini Roakein, Derek Amarasenu. I don't think that Bavli holds that way. Ela kol midi de mevata leila gabe. Afa bishenot sarach lo putter. Vachin mashma behedia perakanotel. And later on it sounds that way too. But machlokas ramam Ravid, do we only say this by an item, by content, which needs the kli or doesn't need the kli? This might be related to the chakira that Rabbi Chanan mentions in the second to last piece in Meseches Beitza, where he discusses why is it that a kli would be tuffel in this context. Again, whenever you have an ikker and tuffel sugya, you have to ask this question. Why? Like for Hilchos Brachos, you make a bracha on the ikker and not on the tuffel. Why? So just like there, by Hilchos Brachos, we mentioned back in Meseches Brachos, in the Mems, where the ikker and the tuffel gemara is, that one can look at it that the bracha on the ikker is the bracha on the tafel, or the tafel doesn't require a bracha once it is categorized as a tafel. So similarly, one could ask the same chakira here. Do we say that one is generally putter for hotzah of the tafel because it's not enough of its sorich? It's there, but it's not enough of its sorich, and that's why you're going to be putter for it. Or do we say no? Says Rabbi Chanan, de betafel guf hamaisa betela lagabe ha'iker ukemanda lesa damya. It's as if the tafel's not there. It loses its own identity. It's not there. Tafels do not exist in the maisa. And just like there, one would not there. The brachas is a drabbanan context. This is a daraisa context. So this might be this context of iker betafel by hotzah might be the kein daraisa tikkun that the rabbanan modeled after for hilchas brachas. So says Rabbi Chanan, that's the two ways that one can look at Iker V'Tafel here. It's there, but one is not important enough to have to relate to it for Hilcha Shabbos, or it's not even there. That could be behind the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam and the Ravid right here. Okay, possibility. But we continue. Says the Mishnah continuing, Es Hachai Bamita. If somebody carries out a live person on a bed, pater af alamita. He's pater for the mita also. He's pater for the person. Why? We'll see in the Gemara the principle of chai nosi es atzmo. But there is no iser d'araisa for carrying somebody who is alive out. But if somebody, and even if it's on a bed, you're pater for the bed. Sha mita tfelolo, because the bed is tafel. Es hames bamita chayiv. But carrying out a corpse on a bed, one is chayiv, both for the corpse and for the bed. Because it is not tafel to the bed in that case, to the mace in that case, because it is all just a hotza'a. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah finishing up. Also, you don't even need a whole corpse. A kezayis min hamace, or from a nevela, from a dead animal, uka'adasha min hasheretz, or a lentil size of a sheretz, chayif, all of these cases are chayif. In all these cases that we just read, that this achia for carrying out the mace, for Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon poters. Tosfos on the next amud, the big Tosfos, Shimon poter. Tosfos says, this is the source in Shas for Rabbi Yehuda, who must be the one who argues with Rabbi Shimon. For Rabbi Yehuda holding malacha shein esrich lagufa is chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon holds poter. Right here, this is the source of it. Tosfos points out, it doesn't say specifically in Shas, it says a number of places in Shas. This is Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Shimon, but saying the words, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Chayiv, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Pater, that's not so common. If you look in the Gemara later on, Adaf Kuf Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara seems to be talking about that, but it doesn't say the words. It just says, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Shimon, right? But here, Tosfos says, this is the source. This is the source in Shas, this Mishnah, about carrying out a mace, that is a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. The question is, what does that mean? What does it mean, malacha shein esrich l'gufa? So we mentioned this before, but now we'll say it again, because this is the what's called the locus classicus, the main sugya of malacha shein esrich l'gufa, and where all the Rishonim discuss it. So Rashi, it's known as a machlokes with Rashi at Tosfos. There are many other definitions as well, modifications of Rashi, and Tosfos says clear what he says, but let's do that first, and then we'll go back to Rashi. Tosfos is clear, melacha shein esrich l'gufa means a melacha she'ena tzricha that is not needed l'gufa for the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. That's what Tosfos says in the big Tosfos. Nira l'ri, the melacha shein esrich l'gufa kari kisha ose melacha ve'ein tzarech la'oso tzarech ke'ein shayu tzricha la'be Mishkan. It's the same exact action that was done in the Mishkan, but it's for a, being done for a different purpose. Because, says Tosfos, the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, that is its ultimate inherent, that's the ultimate purpose of this physical action. That's how it's defined halachically. Hu guf ha-malacha v'sharsho. And if you do it for a different purpose, so then one is pater. And then Tosfos says, all the examples of Malach Shesrich Lagufa. Here, you're carrying out the dead body, not because you want the dead body outside, you just don't want it inside. You don't want it to make you tame, you don't want it to stink up your house, whatever the case is. So that's what Tosfos says. Hotzah in the Mishka was done to bring something out. Here is just to remove something from inside. Or Tosfos says in the next line, Tsan Nachash. Tosfos goes through all the cases here, fitting it into his shita, catching a snake so it doesn't bite you. That also could be a Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa, because you're not catching because you want the animal, you're catching it because you don't want it to bite you. When you're Mafis Mursa, when you pop open a blister, Tosfos says, to get out the pus. You're not creating the hole in order to create the hole, but you just want to get the pus out. All of these cases are for a different reason than was done in the Mishkan. Simple, straightforward pshat of Malacha Shein Esrich L'Gufa. Rashi, though, does not say that. Rashi never mentions Mishkan. Rashi says, here is the clearest formulation of it right on our Mishnah. And by the way, keep in mind, Rabbi Yehuda says, Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa is chayiv. So it doesn't make a difference if it's Eid Esrich L'Gufa. He's still going to be chayiv. It's still Daraisa. Rabbi Shimon holds Pater, and that's what we hold generally against the Rambam. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda, but other Rishonim passing like Rabbi Shimon. Says Rashi, right here, it's on the Gimel on the base, Rabbi Shimon Poter, Afil B'meis Shalem, Tavi Malach Shein Esrich L'Gufa. What does that mean? The Chol Malach Shein Esrich Ela L'Salka Me'alav. Rashi says, any malacha that you are doing just to remove something, you're preventing something from occurring. Havi malacha shein esrich l'gufa. That's malacha that's not needed for its ultimate purpose. Because you're not doing it to do something, you're doing it so that something else doesn't happen. Debird so no, lo ba'alo. You'd rather not be in this situation. V'lo hayat sarichla. You'd rather not need it. That's Eina Tzricha Legufa Shel Maisa. You don't need the Maisa because you just want to prevent. So here, you just don't want the mace to be Metameh or be Masriach in one's house. It's preventative. That is the machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban expands a little bit on Rashi. There are differences between the Ramban and Rashi, but the Ramban here discusses Rashi Shita and expands upon it and says, because according to Rashi, there is no specific direct benefit that the person is getting. Rashi would agree that if somebody is getting direct hana'a, tikkun, it's a constructive benefit for the person, then that would be tzricha legufa for Rashi also. It's just that if it's purely preventative, making sure a problem does not happen. I don't want the snake to bite me, so I trap it. I don't want this to happen. So that's not direct benefit. That's preventing pain, so to speak. Preventing, so that's not direct. Rashi would agree that if it's direct tikkun, so one, it would be tzricha legufa. The Ramban's lashon right here. She'ein lo hana, by carrying out the mace. She'ein lo hana'a behotza aso, v'lo bekvur aso. I don't get direct benefit from the carrying it out or even burying it. Aval hana, he had tumah, shu monea mimenu. I'm preventing the tumah. It calls it minias hahezik. It's preventing, says the Ramban. Again, he doesn't quote Rashi, but there's differences, but we're putting the Ramban with Rashi for now. And that's very different than Tosfos' suggestion. Where else do we have this discussion? Lashitasam. If you look back in the seventh parak, Dafayin Gimel, in parak Kol Gadol, the sugya, the case that's known as the case of Malachas Nesuich Legufa, that is the case of digging a hole, Ve'enot Tzarech El La'afra. The Gemara quotes it there, Achofer Guma B'Shabbos, Ve'enot Tzarech El La'afra. You want the dirt, you don't want the hole. So Rabbi Abba says, Pater, why you Pater? So Tosfos all over Shas quotes that as the example of Malachas Nesuich Legufa. Because why they dig holes in the Mishkan? Because they wanted the hole, not because they wanted the dirt. Rashi can't say that. You're not preventing anything there. What are you preventing? You're just digging a hole. So that's why in Maseches Beitzah and in Maseches Shabbos, Rashi does not call that Malachas Nesuich Legufa. The Gemara sounds like it's calling it, but it's not explicit. Rashi says the reason you're putter there is because of Mikalkel, because you are destroying. You're just destroying, you're making a hole in the ground. That's why you're putter. And the Gemara is paralleling the Petur of Mikalkel to the Petur of Malachas Nesuich Legufa, but it's not saying, you got to read that Gemara closely, on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. It's not saying that case is Malachas Nesuich Legufa, but that's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Lashitaso. And the other Machlokas Lashitaso is right here on today's Daf on Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Let's jump ahead for a minute. If somebody cuts their nails on Shabbos, so is that an issa d'arais, a malach of gozes? Is the shearing, is that d'arais or d'rabanan? So the Gemara seems to say that it's d'araisa. Tosfos says, well, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's really a malach shenesuich legufa. You don't want the nails. Why they shear in the Mishkan? Because they wanted to get the wool. But here, you don't want the nails, so it's a malach shenesuich legufa, and therefore you're only going to be chai for Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if you use a nail clipper, it's going to be only an issa d'rabbanan. Rashi doesn't say a word. Rashi doesn't delimit it to the Gemara. Doesn't say it. According to Tosfos, the biggest problem is that the Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara should have said this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi doesn't say a word. Why? The Ramban explains, because according to Rashi, or according to his shita, there's a tikkun here. It's constructive. You're making your nails all beautiful and neat and clean. So even if it's preventing them from growing, but you are having direct benefit, and therefore Rashi would say that is a tzricha legufa, and therefore one would not have to call that only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have Lishi Tassos over there, Daf Ayin Gimel, and over here, Daf Tzadik Dalet. One final source related, and then we will continue, is an interesting tshuva of the Maharik. Rav Moshe discusses this Maharik in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin of the Maharik. In Rav Moshe, it's Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Maharik seems to say that if a Jew is forced to do a malacha al yedei goy, a guy puts a gun to a Jew's head and says, do this malacha or I'm going to kill you. So the halacha is, you do the malacha, do the malacha. Shabbos is not one of the big three. The Maharik seems to call that a malacha. Whenever you do a malacha in that regard anyway, it is not going to be da'araisa, because it is a malacha shein etzricha legufa. The question is, why is it ein etzricha legufa? So Rav Moshe goes through Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's a big chiddush. You're going to call it, it's not being done for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Why? Because in the Mishkan, they cooked because they wanted the food. Here, you're cooking because you want to save your life. So is that why? And according to Rashi, you're preventing the guy from killing you. That's what the Ma'arik seems to say. But it's an amazing, amazing pshat. He says, and the Ramosha discusses, why is that any different than cooking for a chole on Shabbos? It's the same thing. There's an external reason why I want to cook. So every time I cook for a chole, it's going to be an issa d'rabanan? Is that what you're going to say? Says Ramosha, can't be. We have sources that say, pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos, it's also daraisa. And you're allowed to do it. So Rav Moshe comes up with a tremendous chiddush, again, in the Ma'arik, where Rav Moshe says, for a chole, he's a fellow Jew. So his need is your need. Masha Enkein, by the Ma'arik, the guy wants to force you, so no, that's totally shelo letzara. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in that. That's what Rav Moshe says right here in Aleph, Kuf Chaf Aleph, that his need turns into Achilas Ha'acher Sherotze Bazeh Hahut Sarcho. That's your need. Aval Hacha in Achilas Ha'akim Sarcho, Ela Silo Kapachad Sarcho, Shezehu Rak Mahamaisa Shosa Apolotachla Shiochala Akim. Okay, so that's an important Maharik in the Sugya of Melacha Shinitzricha Lagufa. Okay, we continue though now with the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Amosi Ochlin Kashir. If somebody carries out Ochlin the Shear, the size of a Shear, in Bikli, Chayv al Ochlin Patr al Kli. As we said, if you carry out Bikli, so you're Chayv on the Ochel, because that's an Issa D'Oraisa, so you're Patr on the Kli, because the Kli is Tafel. Vim Haya Kli Tsarech Lo, but if you need the Kli, if the Kli is needed also, meaning, I not only want the food outside, I want this Kli outside, so then it's not Tafel. So Chayv af al Kli, so you carry out the food and the Kli, you're Chayv on both. Is this to tell me that if I eat two kezesim of non-kosher fat at once, I'm chayiv? Because here too, you did the same aveira twice. You did hotzah in one helim, in one act. You carried out food, you carried out the kli. And the Gemara says you're chayiv too. So you should always be chayiv too whenever you have a double of the shear. Amar Rav Sheshes, no, Hacham Mayaskinan, what's the case that the Tanur Abana was talking about? Kagon Sheshagag al ha'ochlin, v'hizit al ha'kli. You were b'shogeg on the ochlin. Right? You didn't know, you didn't realize the food was in there maybe. V'hizit al ha'kli. But you were amazed on the kli. So that's the case though. So you're only, chayiv means, on the kli means you're chayiv misa, because you did it b'mezen. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Rav Ashi, v'ha af al ha'kliktani, af makes it sound like you're chayev both, chayev the same. Elam Rav Ashi, could go sheshogeg bazeh bazeh. Really, you were shogeg on both, but you found out about your shogeg separately. V'no delo v'chazer v'no delo. You found out about the food, and then you had a break, and then you found out about the kli. Ubit plugged at the Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Lakish, and it goes back to our machlokas that we discussed back in the first half of the seventh parak, in parak HaGadol and Daf Ayin Aleph. Remember, we discussed the machlokas, if you did two shogigs, but you find out only about one of them, and then you use mafresh a karbon, or maybe even brought a karbon. What is the, when do you say that you're chayef two karbonos or one karbonos? Do you say yedias machalkos? Do you say hafrashos machalkos? That was the sugyas in the first half of parak HaGadol. Machlokas of Yochanan Rishim Elakish, that's the nafkamina that's going on here. Two shogigs, and the question is, you found out about it separately. Okay, there's a tshuva if you want to look in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klaver, who always has fascinating tshuvas. He talks about in Simen Ayin Hey in Arachayim, in the Chelek Aleph. He quotes from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim says, a case that relates to our Gemara. Im anus al piyam emshala, the government forces you to carry something out to Rishus Arabim. Right? There were cases that, different times in history, they forced Jews to wear a certain type of ID. Right? To wear your ID, you have to have your identification on you. So if you are forced to do that because it's pikuach nefesh, said the Chafetz Chaim, eino mechuyev al shar chafatzim shemoti l'tzorach atzmo mitzid ribuy b'shiurin. There's a concept of Beseches Beitza of ribuy b'shiurin. Once I'm allowed to do something, I'm allowed to be marbe on the shear. So let's say I'm allowed to cook on Yontif, let's say. I'm cooking on Yontif so I can throw in even what I don't need, because it's all one act of cooking. That's called ribuy b'shiurin, without getting too much into that sugya. So says the Chafetz Chaim, if I'm forced to carry something out there, it's just a rabim. So you can carry out whatever you want, even not the only item, not just the item that the government requires. And then he's mistapeg, maybe even in the other hand. The afilu eino motzi chafatza biad echad, im achevet sha'anu salav, that's what the Chavetz Chaim says. And the Eretz Tzvi says, our Gemara is mefurish against it. Our Gemara that suggests that if you carry out two things for Otsah, you're chayv two karbanos. Two kabbalas, two separate isurim. So how could you say it's ribi b'shiurin? No, ribi b'shiurin is where there's one act. You're doing one act of cooking, so you throw more food into the pot. But here, it's two acts of hotzah. Every time I carry something out, that is aser. So the Eretz Tzvi is not happy with that Chafetz Chaim, because our Gemara seems to say, every little bit I carry out is going to be a malacha. Right? If somebody has to, let's say, go to the hospital on Shabbos. Somebody has to go to the hospital on Shabbos. Having a baby, whatever it is, you can't just throw whatever you want into the bag. You can't. You're only allowed to take in the bag. You're going outside the tchum, you're going hotzah, whatever it is. You're only allowed to take what you need to take. That's it. You can't carry, because every little thing more that I take out is going to be another malacha. This is not like Rosh Shlomo Zalman has the psak, quoted in the Shmir Shabbos, quoted in the Shvat Avraham. If somebody has to talk on the phone on Shabbos, there's a doctor, has to talk, pikuach nefesh, he talks to the phone on Shabbos, he doesn't have to watch his words. So he could say at the end, good Shabbos, have a nice day. That's fine. Why? Because there's no new malacha. Once the connection of the phone line is done, there's no new malacha for saying more words. There might be uvdin dechol, other issues, which is nitcheh because of derech eretz. Derech eretz, you say good Shabbos at the end of the phone call. But then one doesn't have to watch his words every moment. That's very different than this case. Hotzah, every little bit that I carry out, is going to be a problem. It's very different than being on the phone. Good. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if I carry out a live person, I'm pater even for the bed. Says the Gemara, why you pater for the chai? So, lema masisin Rabbi Nasan evil Rabbanan. Maybe our Mishnah, it must be the Shita of Rabbi Nasan, and not the Rabbanan to Tanya. What does Rabbi Nasan say in the Tosefta? Hamotzi behem achayev ofle rishos harabim. If I carry out an animal to Rosh Hazarabim, bein chayin, bein shchutin, live or dead, chayiv. The Tanakhama says you're chayiv, even for carrying a live animal. Rabbi Nosson Omar, no, al shchutin chayiv, v'al chayin pater. You're only chayiv for carrying out dead animals, but live animals is not aser da'araisa. Why? Famous principle, sha'chay nose et atzmo. A live person carries himself. And therefore, any animal that's alive, it's not an Issadaraisa to carry. So our Mishnah, which says carrying the live person is not an Issadaraisa, so it must be going like Rabbi Nasan. Let's finish first and then we'll talk about that principle. Amar Rava, no, afilu tamei Rabbanan. Maybe our Mishnah is even according to the Rabbanan who say here that even carrying out a live animal is Daraisa. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Nasan, elo bibehem achayev ha'of. The Rabbanan are going to be Nasan by animals. The Mishar b'ti nafshayo, they don't make it easier for you to carry them, they make it harder for you. They straighten themselves, they try to get out. So by animals, the Rabbanan do not hold of chai nosei es atzmo. Aval adam chai de nosei es atzmo afil Rabbanan moda. But a live person, even the Rabbanan would agree. So maybe l'kulei alma, everybody agrees, chai nosei es atzmo by people, so our Mishnah doesn't have to be limited to the shita of Rabbi Nasan. It could be even according to the Rabbanan. Period. Two ha'aris, one smaller one and one more involved. Number one is, the chai nosei es atzmo principle does not make something mutter. Right? People have, well, one has to understand. Right? If somebody lives in a place without an Erev and they want to walk with their child or carry their child, carrying a child is an issa d'rabbanan. Will be mekel etzara gadol if a child's sitting in the middle of the street, it's dangerous, whatever it is. Chai nosei es atzmo makes it from a daraisa to a d'rabbanan. It does not make it mutter. But it gets it out of the daraisa world. And then memela, once it's not daraisa, so then it's, that's what the Mishnah could call that you're going to be putter even on the mita because you're not chayiv d'oraisa for the chai. Number one. Number two, what's the reason for this? Chai nosei es atzmo. What's the svara? So Tosfos starts off by saying he wants to say it's a svara. Tamei l'ri says, why are you putter? Why? Is it because, as we know, that a live person is lighter? Just as a mushel, once somebody's holding a baby, so how do you know the baby fell asleep on your shoulder when the baby's a little heavier? Baby is lighter, a child is lighter when the child is awake. Why? Because sleep is 1/60th of death, as the Gemara says. The end of Bracha says there are all the 1/60s, 1/60ths, right? Nevuah and dreams and sleep and death. So the Tosva says, so is it based on Svara that a person is lighter when they are alive? But why does that make sense to Pater, right? Even if you carry out a light load on Shabbos, it's also going to be Chayef. Tema l'ri, lama patur, second tosis. De'i shat mishum shachai mekel atzmo, follow afilu b'masa kal yoser chayiv. Just because it's lighter, why shouldn't you be chayiv? So it's a lighter load. So what? De'i mishum d'shnayim shesu paturin. Ah, another svara. Maybe it's because the live person like carries himself. It's like shnayim shesu. Maybe that's what this Mishnah is doing right here, because of the last Mishnah. It's like two people doing it. The carrier and the carried are both taking part in the malacha. So the Gemara says, no, that also doesn't work, because ha havize yachol vize eno yachol. This is like the yachol, the person carrying is the yachol, the person being carried is the eno yachol. She'ein hanisa yachol lisa atzmo below anose. Because the person can't carry himself without the nose, like Tosa said on yesterday's daf, that you go by the specific situation. Va'anose yish be'koach lenosa afilo yameis. So Tosfos says, what's going on here? So Tosfos ends up by saying, throws up his hands. It's not based on a real svara. It's just based on Dumya de Mishkan. The Omeri to be Mishkan Gamrinan. Shlo hayunosin davar chai. They didn't carry live things. Shat chashim boha elam ayahochim beraglehem. The live animals used to walk. Vachilazon miyad hayipotzenos atar miyamus. The kabad islay neshabat fein ichalei. As the Gemara is going to talk about, Be'ed Hashem, on the next stuff. When we speak about, I'm sorry, what we spoke about already on Daf Ayin Hey, in terms of the Chilazot. Tosfos ended up saying, Dumi the Mishkan. That's his Tosfos. The Tosfos Arash quotes everything we've done in Tosfos, but still is not happy about it. He has three questions on this Tosfos. He says, number one, he says, not everything has to be exactly like it was done in the Mishkan. Not everything, he says, Ma'inaf geminim lo matzino hotza lo balechai b'mishkan. Eino chova sheyimatzei b'mishkan hotza'as kol hadvarim rak shematzino hotza b'davar echad. What, they didn't carry out microwaves in the Mishkan? So you're going to be putter for carrying a microwave? They didn't carry out, you know, many things. Chairs. So it says it does a rush. Why is that a limit? And then he says, number two, the language of chaynosi as atzmo doesn't sound that way. Doesn't sound that, oh, it's like not to be the Mishkan. And he says, question three, why should there be a difference between animals and people then? How can there be a deal like that? So Tosfos Arash does not like Tosfos' suggestion of Dumi de Mishkan, but that's answer number one. Tosfos Arash himself says that really it's ze yachol ze eino yachol. That's what it's like. And that's why you're putter. But it's not like, but earlier we said, by ze yachol ze eino yachol, the yachol is going to be chayef. So Tosfos Arash says, no, it's different than that. Hilchach nira li delo dami, let's say yachol ze eino yachol, to hasam. Over there, im lo haya ze she eino yachol misayo, if I'm carrying a box and somebody else puts their finger under the box on the other side, I mamish don't need him. He's doing zero for me. I could do the same exact thing without him. But here, if the chai was an osi es atzmo, so then I really would have a tougher time. Right? He would be heavier. And who knows if I'd be able to do it. So that's why this misayaya is different, is more significant than the other. So this Eino Yachol is different than Eino Yachol earlier, and that's why it's a real, it's a Misayeya Yeshbo Mamish, says the Tosfos Arash, Upatur Hanose. Right, relates to what we discussed in yesterday's daf, and that is, like the Ritva says, a Makas Daf Chaf. You can't compare every Misayeya. The Misayeya that we spoke about yesterday is different than the Misayeya of Chai Nosei Asaslo. So there's the Tosfos, there's the Tosfos Arash, and then there is the Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua says, I have another answer. He also is bothered. Why does Tosfos say, Dumi de Mishkan? You don't always have to have the exact same cases that were in the Mishkan. So you know what the Pnei Yehoshua says? What we've mentioned a number of times, Malacha Gerua. By other Malachos, you don't need exact copies and exact Maisim that were in the Mishkan, but maybe by Hotzah you do. V'nira li detiruto shel rikan haynu dafka linyan Hotzah. O maver brishas arabim. Dekiva de malacha geruah hi be'ino cha'atolda atzmo nami avi b'mishkan. V'lo mahani hach milsa l'chud. De damya misvara. K'mash kaza matosa lehedya b'resh b'chilten. That's the big chiddush of the Pnei Yehoshua. What Tosfos really means is only by Hotzah malacha geruah. That's why we're going to have that also. In the beginning of the next paragraph, beginning of Azorek, Daf Sadek Vav Mabes, Tosfos is also going to say, because it's malacha geruah, you have to have a makar. The makar for the malacha. So again, there are many examples, but now put this on the list. Pnei Yehoshua right here, Daf Tzadi Dalet in Shabbos, Hotzah malacha geruah, and therefore for Hotzah, you need to have exact parallels in the Mishkan, or else it's not going to be included. Good. Weiter. So, Lamaisa, carrying a baby on Shabbos, carrying a child on Shabbos, I should say, is an Issa D'Rabbanan. A baby might be different, as we'll get to, Be'ed Hashem soon. Amalei Rav Adavar Ava L'Rava, V'Had Itznan. But what do you mean, that even the Rabbanan admit, everybody agrees to Chai knows he is asked by people, but we had it in a totally different context. V'hadetan ben besir matar besus. Rashi quotes the context from Maseches Avodah Zarah. There's an isidra banan to sell animals to a non-Jew, because we're worried that if you were able to sell animals to a non-Jew, then you might also rent them out to a non-Jew, or lend them out. And if then they, the animals do malacha on Shabbos, it'll be mitzurif to you, because your animals, a Jew's animals, have to rest on Shabbos. So that's why they made such a gzera. But Bebesera allowed you to sell a horse on to a non-Jew. Why? V'tani Bebesera matzer besus b'pnei shehu oseh bo malacha shein chayav and alav chatos. Because what is a horse usually used for? To give horseback rides. An animal, people go on the horse, and a person is chai nosi as atzmo, and therefore it's not going to be a doraisa in that case. So you see, by animals, v'yam Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira v'Rab Nasan amru davar echad, and Rabbi Yochanan said that this shita ben Beseira and Rabbi Nasan say the same thing. They both are based on chai nose es atzmo. So the Gemara says, though, 1 minute. But if you're telling me that the Rabbanan agree by people, the e'amit to lo pligi Rabbanan like Rabbi Nasan, elo bebeheima chayeva of, mishum de mishar betinaf shayu, if they only argue by animals, but by people, they would agree to chai nose es atzmo. So why did Rabbi Yochanan limit his statement? My arya ben beseira of Rabbi Nasan, v'ha'amit afilu Rabbanan modeh. Even the Rabbanan would be modeh to chai nosi es atzmo in this case. Why is Rabbi Yochanan limiting it? So Gemara says, we have the case wrong. Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan said, davar echad, and the sus is mutter, he was not talking about horses that usually carry people, but he's talking about besus hamiyuchad la'ofos, a horse that is miyuchad for birds, and birds are attached to the horse. So it is about animals. So it's limited to Rabbi Nasan. Umbika sus hamiyuchad la'ofos, you ever have such a horse? Yes, in De'ika De'bei Vaidan. You have types of horses where people used to put attached birds to them in order to attract other birds. So that's why you have some of these horses. That's what's being discussed in Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Period. Rabbi Yochanan now has a huge limit. Umode Rabbi Nasan bekafus. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Nasan admits if the person is tied down, then you don't say chai nosi es atzmo. It's only if he's free. But if a per, Rashi says, bein of, bein adam, either one would not have the heter or getting it down to a drabanan. Amar Ravada bar Masa Abaya, 1 minute, Vahani Parsai. These Persians, de kemand de kfiti dami. There were certain types of Persians that when they used to be on their animals, they used to wear certain types of clothing that made them not move. It was like a case of kafus. It was like a case of being tied down. They never got off their animals. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan bebesera v'rabnasan amru davar echad. And yet, like Rabbi Yochanan said before, Bebesera to Yochanan say the same thing. Bebesera who allows horses, and you're allowed to sell horses even to these Persians. But what do you mean? These Persians are like their kafus, so it would be a doraisa. So why would you be able to sell them the horses, right? It would be a doraisa if they work the Jew's animal on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, that's not really kafus. They're not tied down. Hasam ramas ruchu denakalu. They're just balagaiva. They're balagaiva. They don't wanna walk. They wanna be on the horse. They wanna be above everybody else. But it's not because they're tied down. Not because as if they're tied down. After all, Dahu Pardashcha to Rasach Balki Lave, there was a certain type of officer, there was a certain officer that the king got very upset about, and he had to get off his horse. Varat Lasa Parsi Bakari. He had to run 3 parsos on his feet. So you see, they would get off. It's just their choice not to get off. That is not called kafus. Good. So that is the sugya of chai nosi es atzmo. And again, some suggest that a baby who can't walk maybe doesn't have the principle of chai nosi es atzmo. He's like kafus. Babies like kafus because they can't walk. If it's based on svara, so then one can say that even a baby, when they're awake, when they're alive, is still lighter than when dead. But again, that's what the Sabboskip say, that one has to be machmir and worried about that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah said that if I carry out a dead body, so then I am chayiv, because that is not chay nosi es atzmo, but I'm going to be chayiv in that case according to Rabbi Yehuda, because that's a malacha shenitzricha legufa. I don't want the body out. I just don't want it in. So Rabbi Yehuda would say chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon would say pater. Amar Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, pater haya Rabbi Shimon. Reb Shimon would say pater, even if I'm taking out the mace to bury him. To bury him, which is a positive constructive purpose. Why? Rashi explains, it's still no hana'ah for me. It's still no hanoah for me. I'm not getting, it's not gufa, like Rashi says, and the Rabban expands. I need personal hanoah. I'm still doing it to, for the good of the mace. That's not good enough. That's not enough to be called tzricha legufa. Rashi says on top, v'lo tema, lo pater ela b'manicho lachutz. Don't say the p'tur is only if you just left it outside. De ain't sarech lo legufo shel mosi v'lo legufa shel hotza'a. No, tafilu utzarech hames. Even utzarech hames is going to be pater. But gabe, mitzad the motzi, it's still pater. Amar Rava, umode Reb Shimon b'mar. And Reb Shimon also agrees, b'mar, by a hoe, lach parbo. The Sefer Torah, the gross bota chayev. If I take out a hoe to dig with, or a Sefer Torah to read from, chayev. If I take those out. So the Kfar says, that's pretty obvious. You carry something out to use. Pshita. To eat hanami, malach shesuich legufahi. If that's malach shesuich legufa, ela malach shesuich legufa, the Reb Shimon, echem shkachosla. So what is a tzricha legufa? What do you mean? You carry out a Sefer Torah to use it? You carry out a tool to use it? So what else? Why is, that's pretty obvious. Says the Gemara, Mao de Tema. No, you might have thought ad diika lugufa ulugufa. Wow, you might have thought that a malacha hatzuch lugufa requires to be beneficial for the person and for the object. Kigon mar lasos lotas v'lachbar, like a tool that is broken. You have to carry out the tool in order to fix it and then to use it. Sefer Torah. Lahagi velikros bo, a Sefer Torah, in order to edit it, to fix it, and to read from it, you might think you need both of those. Kamash v'lana. Kamash v'lana, no. As long as the person is getting benefit, that is enough to be tzricha le gufa. Good. Next story. Oh, hahus shach shechva. There was a certain type, there was a certain mace. A certain mace, certain corpse. Davi b'drukra, that was in Drukra. Shara of Nachman bar Yitzchak lafuki lekarmelis. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak allowed the mace to be carried out to a karmelis, to a reshus harabim derabanan, meaning to violate a nisa derabanan. Let's finish the story, and then we'll talk about Rashi. Amalei Rav Yochanan achua demar b'ri deravana. L'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan says to him, Keman k'Rav Shimon, you allowed this only to a karmelis. Who are you going like? Why did you allow this? Like Rav Shimon, who was malach shesuch leguf as pater? So, Eimer, the Pater of Shimon Chiev Chatas. But Reb Shimon only says it's Pater. You're not Chayev Daraisa. Isir Drabanan Miika. Is it still Asa Drabanan? According to Reb Shimon. Omer Leis, Reb Nachman says, Ha'elokim, Alashon of Eshmua, Da'als Be'at. If you were there, you would have brought it, taken the mace. Why? Because what am I talking about here? If I feel Reb Yehuda, think of Reb Shimon. Even Reb Yehuda would say this is okay. Demi Kamina, Lurishas Arabim, Lurishas Kabbalas Kamina. I'll tell you to bring it to a karmelist, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll be in this drabbanan. And in this case, Kado Kavod Abrios, Shedoches Lo Sase Shabbat Torah. And in this case, we say Kado Kavod Abrios. There's Kavod Abrios here, you have a mace lying there, so you violate a drabbanan. This was a drabbanan, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Some of the Rishonim ask, Rabbi Rashba, according to Shimon, you should matter it even to a Rishon Rabbim. You don't have to take it out to a karmelist. So maybe it's just because that's all you needed to take it out in this case. Good. So let's talk about Rashi. Rashi here says, when they took the mace out to the karmelist, Rashi says 2 points. And they're both controversial. Number one, Rashi says, on the first skinny line, Lafuki la karmelist, Shahaya mutal bebizayon, obedleka obachama. The mace was in a state where it was going to become putrefied. If there was a fire, or that it was in the sun, it was going to become disgusting. So Rashi says, that's why. So putting Rashi together with the last line of the Gemara, Kavod Abrius for Rashi here, that allows the Nisidur Abanan, is even for Kavod Amace. Even for Kavod Amace. Because here, Rashi is specifying that the issue here is that the mace is in a bad state. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, in the end of Perek Chavav in Hilcha Shabbos, he adds in one line. And that one line is crucial to our sugya. Meish esriach bebayis, a meish that's being masriach. V'nimsa misbazeh bein achayim, it's being disgraced amongst the chayim. And then the Rambam adds, v'heim misbazim mimenu, and they are also being disgraced by it. Mutter lo tzio lo karmelis. Gado, kavod abriyah, shidokas lo sasei shabbat Torah. Which, lo sasei is lo sasser, the isser drabanan of having to follow the rabbis. So the Rambam says, kavod achayim. Not just pure kavod ameis. Kavod ameis wouldn't allow you to do it. Dafka kavod achayim, because they're being mispazah from it. Who else says this? The Ravid. Here it is. Put it on the list. The Ravid agreeing with the Rambam. Most of the time, the Ravid doesn't say a word, so he's also agreeing with the Rambam. But here we have an explicit Ravid. The Ravid quoted right here in the Rashba. The Ravid says, va'arayvet pirshu lazush be'eino motzi l'chvodo shalmeis chada to yosru mischabed be'bayis v'yashu mischabed v'karbo. It's putting it out in the sun. That'll make it even worse. V'yim b'nei shalo yasriach b'chom. Right, you're not allowed to do that. So Elohacha says the Ravid, Mishem Kavar Achayim Hu Shehitir, Bipnei Shahaya Masriach, Ukadei Lasalik, Mehem Recho, Kadei Shelo Yu Miluchwachin Bo Hitiru. So the Ravid and the Rambam argue on Rashi. Right, Rashi says Kavar Mace is good enough, and the Ravid and the Rambam say Kavar Achayim. Number one. Number two, the second half of Rashi. Rashi continues and says, V'i mishum tiltul, aye, you're moving the mace, how are you allowed to be metaltal the mace? Meiniach alav kikerotinok. Kikerotinok, the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Lamed, with Davin HaMelech, and Shlomo says, how can I move my father? Kikerotinok, you put a cookie or a baby on top of the mace, kikerotinok, and in that way you're able to move. That's Rashi. If you look in the Ramban is very upset at Rashi. Ramban here, and the Rashba quotes it, and others, and that is, what is Rashi talking about? Kikar Otinok, and that you can carry out to a Carmelis? You're being marbe behotsa'a. You're being marbe behotsa'a. Kikar Otinok only solves the problem of muksa. But if you have hotsa'a issues, you don't want to be marbe behotsa'a like we had earlier in the daf. That you carry out two things, you're chayav two. It's worse to carry out more. So says the Ramban, no, there's no Kikar Otinok here. There's no Kikar Otinok here. And you're allowed to carry it out, period. Not with the help of Kikar Otinok. That is what the Ramban discusses here. That's what the Rashba says here. What's Rashi talking about? Rashi says, the Ramban says, Shari Afilu below Kikar, Kadei Shalo Yarbe Behotzah. Shotzah Satinok Atzma Asura Hila Karmelis. You're violating the Shavotzah. So that's why the Ramban says, no Kikar Otinok. That is the Ramban. If you look in the Ran right here says, I'm sorry, my great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban, but I have to agree with Rashi. I have to agree with Rashi. Why? 2 points. Number one, if you don't put on a kikar or a tinok, you're violating two things. You're violating muksa and otsa. I'd rather only violate one thing, the malacha of otsa. Remember, to a drabanan. V'adif tfei la'afuke b'kikar, mi la'afuke below kikar. I'm reading the Ran now on Lamed Hema base in the Daf Arif. The mafkin lay below kikar anu matir and bezi surin hotzav v'tiltol ukshanu motzi and also b'kikar ein bohen el isur hotzav bilvad. And he says number two velo od ela shabotzah as a kikar ein bo shum hotzah. Maybe there's no isur of hotzah by the kikar. Why? It's tafel. Kibachit chalnu l'taltel hameis b'rishus hayachid al yidei kikar nasa kikar tafel hameis v'ishu tzarech l'taltelo v'yaf b'rishus harabim tafelo v'b'neishu matir tiltulo. Wow. 2 days in the Ran. I had to explain Rashi against the Ramban. The Sfas Emes also says maybe Rashi only means to put the kikar tinok on up until the border of rishus harabim and then take it off. And then you have the heter, says the Sfas Emes of some poskim, that once you have muksa in your hand and you were allowed to get the muksa in your hand, you can then put it down wherever you want. So that is once you have the kikar tinok at the beginning of the tiltol, so then maybe you can continue with this. That is a fascinating discussion of both halves of that Rashi, whether you have Kavanah Meis versus Kavanah Chayim, or you put on Kikar Otinok, or you do not. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Tznan Hasam, says the Mishnah, in Negaim HaTolesh Simani Tuma. You'll see, we'll see what this has to do with us. If somebody, there's an Isidarai, as we know, to pull out the, or cut off a Negat Saras. Hishamar B'Negat Saras, Hashmar Modal Asos, Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse. So says the Mishnah, if I pull out Simani Tuma, the Hichva HaMichya, or if there's an area that I cut off, over below Saseh, I violate an Isidaraisa, all different types of laws of what are Simani Tuma. Itmar, sometimes there are hairs that are Simani Tuma. Two hairs. So Itmar, Achas, Mishnah, Chayev. If I pull out one of the two hairs that's making me Tuma, I'm Chayev. Because now I have just changed myself from a state of Tuma to a state of Tahara. Isidaraisa. Achas, Mishalas, but if I have three hairs there. Three hairs. So I pull one out. So I still have two hairs. The two hairs are tame, are semen tuma. So did I do anything significant yet? I took one out of three. Rav Nachman Amar Chayev, Rav Sheshes Amar Pater. Rav Nachman Amar Chayev, why? Ahav nu masav. You did accomplish something. What's that? Di mishtak l'chada achrisi. If you have one other taken out, azlo atuma. Then there's no batuma. So you've gotten it down to very close. Rav Sheshes Amar Pater, hashta miyas ha'isa l'tuma. Rav Sheshes says, no, Pater, because right now you still didn't do anything. You look at the here and the now. It doesn't matter what you got close to. Rav Sheshes Mina Aminala. Rav Sheshes says, how do I know that you're putter in this case if you didn't accomplish? So, from our Mishnah, our Mishnah says, if you carry out a kezayis of a dead body, you're chayiv. Hachatzi zayis pater. Mashma from our Mishnah that if you carry out only a half a kezayis of a mace, you'll be pater. But we have another brisa that says, chatzi zayis chayiv. So what are these two brises? My love. So isn't it referring to Hadatanya Chayiv? The one that says Chayiv is a case to Afik Chatzizayis Bikazayis. You had a Kazayis in the house. You took out half a Kazayis, so now you have created that what's left in your house is no longer Matame. So that's why you're Chayiv. You did something significant. Vod is not Pater, and the our mission that's Mashba Pater to Afik Chatzizayis Bikazayis Umechsa. Pater is if you took a Kazayis out from one and a half, so you didn't accomplish anything. So if Shesha says, that's what it's referring to. V'Rav Nachman, how would Rav Nachman interpret this stira, not being forced to say Rav Shesha's Ashita? Idi v'idi chayiv. No, maybe really, you're chayiv in both of those. Both our Mishnah, that other case would be, you're chayiv even if you take it from one and a half kazesim. V'had it's on Pater, the Pater case is, the afik chatzis ayis b'meis gadol. If you take it from a very large mace, a whole body, so then, you really didn't accomplish anything. You didn't get close. So you'd be putter there. Good, says the Mishnah. Hanotos Iparnov. So, as we referred to earlier, cutting one's fingernails. The Rashash says here that this could be a Malach Shei Tzricha L'Gufa, like Tosta says, and that's why this is here. Again, Rashi said it's Tzricha L'Gufa. Hanotos Iparnov Zubazu. If somebody cuts their nails, one in the within the nails, meaning they rip off their nails. Obishinov, or with their teeth, they bite their nails. V'chein sa'aro, v'chein svamo, or their hair, or their mustache, v'chein zakano. All of these items, I don't do with a clippers or a scissors, I do with my hands. So that's going to be, as we'll see, durabanan, according to what we hold. V'chein akodeles, somebody who braids hair. V'chein akocheles, or somebody who colors their hair. V'chein their face. V'chein apokeses. Rashi has 2 days. What is pokeses? Does that mean something to do with the hair, some type of combing, or some type of making their skin color? Either way, Reb Elazar Machayev, Reb Eliezer holds these are Isuri Daraisa, V'chachamim Osir Mishum Shvus, and V'chachamim say, Eids are Dirabanan. Why, Pashas? Because it's not the normal way of doing things. Not the normal, we'll get to what Malachas are, Godelas, Kochelas, and Pokeses, that Be'er Shem will be on Sunday's Daf. Amar Reb Elazar, Machlokes B'yad, Reb Elazar the Machlokes, in the Mishnah is only B'yad. Avo B'kli, if you use a clipper, Chayev. You're for sure chayiv, even the Rabbanan agree. If you use a clipper, a scissors, that's a disadaraisa of cutting your nails. And this is where Tosfa says, only Rabbi Yehuda, and we said Rashi and the Rabban don't have that limit. Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Bezu bezutznan. The Mishnah says, specifically, without a kli. Mao de teima, no, you might have said, Rabbanan beklinami patri, the Rabbanan also patri, even bekli. Why, what would be the svara? Rashi says, maybe gozes is only by animals, by wool of animals. Maybe that's why, v'hadiktari zubazulo diecha kocha de Rabbi Eliezer. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is just to teach me that Rabbi Eliezer says, chayiv daraisa, even in this case, kamash malon, even the Rabbana would agree, chayiv by a kli. V'yam Rabbi Eliezer also, machlokas la'asma. The machlokas is only if you're doing your own nails. Avala chaveiro devri akol pater, but for your friend's nails, everybody agrees pater, Rashi says, because you can't do a good job. Pshita, siparnov tonight. Again, the Mishnah says siparnov. So why would I have thought otherwise? Mao de tema Rebbe Eliezer lechaveiro nami mechayev. No, maybe Rebbe Eliezer holds chayev even for your friend's nails. V'hadetari siparnov odiacha kochu de rabbanon, and he only says his own to teach me the rabbanon, say mutter, say pater, even in that case, kamash malon, that's why. But either way, Rebbe Eliezer says, everybody agrees that if you do it to your friend, you're pater, and everybody agrees that if you use a kli, you are chayiv. And what about using a kli for your friend? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. We assume that that could be daraisa possibly as well. V'chein sa'aro v'chulutana hanotom ali piyazuk chayiv. If somebody pulls out, cuts off a bunch of their hair with a scissors chayiv. V'kamam al piyazuk, how much is that? Amar v'yuda shtayim. 2 hairs is the minimum. V'tanya v'lkarcha shtayim. But the end of that braisa says that for the isur daraisa of making yourself bald, shtayim, mashba, the first line is a different shear. It should say v'chein. And also for the Isra of Karchashtayim, Tani Nami Hachi also, Hanotam Ali Piyazug, V'Shabes Chayef, Lekamam Ali Piyazug, Shtayim, the shear is 2 hairs. Rebbe Eliezer Omer Achas, Rebbe Eliezer is Machri, even 1 hair is going to be Asur. Umodim Chacham, Rebbe Eliezer, the Chacham greets Rebbe Eliezer, B'malaki Levonus B'toch Shchoros. If you're pulling the white hairs out from amongst the black hairs, Shafilo Achas Chayef. That's going to be, that's significant on Shabbos, also even just one. Why? Rashi says, Sheba'achas hu makpid shelo yehe nira kezaken. Even one is significant because it doesn't want to look old with the white hairs. And the Gemara, by the way, says, V'davar zeh, afilu b'chol aser, this is aser even on a weekday, mishum shenemar, lo yilbash gever simlas isha. A man is not allowed to pull out his white hairs, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, because of the Israel lo yilbash gever. The Ritva says here, it's only in a sedra abanan of lo yilbash gever, because the daraisa is only actual clothes, but there are other, at least on a drabanan level, it is also the Rambam and the Ravid also seem to debate this. The Rambam seems to say it's Daraisa, and the Ravid Rabbanan in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis Yud. I think I said it the correct way. You can look it up in Yud Beis Yud. But again, there's a lot discussed in Lo Yilbash Gever. The Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel on that pasuk says Tfilin and Tzitzis are included in Lo Yilbash Gever, Simlas Isha, and the opposite for women. Tanya, Rishim Ben Elazar Omer, Tziporin, Shapirish Ruba. If you have a fingernail that's mostly off, Vitzitzit, Shapirshu, Ruban, or a piece of skin that's mostly off, Biyad Mutter. With your hand, you're allowed to rip it off. It's Mutter. Bikli Chayiv Chadas. But with a scissors or a cutter, you're Chayiv Daraisa. Says the Gemara, Miika Midi de Bikli Chayiv Chadas, Biyad Mutter Lechachila. When do you ever have such a case? Chayiv and Mutter? Just parenthetically, we have that by Borer sometimes, earlier, the Fayin Dalin. Certain cases of Borer are Daraisa, with a Kli, and Mutter, with your hands. The Gemara says, generally, though, it's very unusual. Sachikama, this is what the Gemara means to say. Pirsha Ruban, if it's mostly off, Biyad Mutter, then it'll be Mutter to take it off. Big Kli, Pater Avalasar. With a Kli, it's still Asa Durabanan. Low Pirsha Ruban, if it's mostly still attached, Biyad Pater Avalasar. So we don't jump. Amar Yehuda Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, we paskin that way. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Yochanan, a crucial condition. Fusha Pirshu Klape Mala Umitzaros Oso. As long as it's separated where from the above and the person is in pain. What does above mean? Rashi and Tosa discuss this. Is it the part closer to the finger, part not closer to the finger? Either way, the important point is that it's mostly off, and it is hurting the person. So that we paskin, if a nail is mostly off, and a person is in pain, they're allowed to take the rest of it off. A lot of times, it's not mostly off, it's just a little bit off, then it's just annoying. But annoying is not mitzaros or so. So we just have to try to forget it and not notice it. But again, if it's mitzair, and it's mostly off, so then one would have the heter of removing it. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue after Shabbos with Tzadik Hei.